opportunities include digital options and WFPK's Waterfront Wednesday. To learn more, click on business sponsorship at LouisvillePublicMedia.org. Thanks.
Welcome back. Jonathan Bastian with you this afternoon. My next guest is Dr. Julian Ajaman. He's a professor of urban and environmental policy and planning at Tufts University. As part of the May 13 through 18 Festival of Faiths, Ajaman will talk about his concept of just sustainabilities, which combines a commitment to preserving nature's ecosystems with safeguarding justice and equity for all life. During the festival, Ajaman will present Just Sustainabilities, Reimagining Equality, Living Within Limits on Friday, May 16th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Actors Theater. I recently spoke with Dr. Ajaman about this concept of Just Sustainabilities.
For the past 20 years that I've been dealing with the concept of sustainability, I've been concerned that if you were to go out onto the street and ask people who had an opinion, 9 out of 10 would say it's about the environment. And yes, of course, it is about the environment, but it's about so much more as well. If it's not based in social justice and equity, then I can't see that sustainability or sustainable communities would be really sustainable in the longer term. So much of the discussion around sustainability contains what I call the equity deficit. It is still talking about the environment, but it's not talking about social justice and equity. So I came up with the concept in early 2000s of just sustainability as a way of not dismissing the environmental imperative, the umbilical cord that is our environment, but as a way of adding the very important social justice and equity component, which I think increasingly people are understanding must be part of the sustainability equation. Otherwise, we're not going to move on.
Does this mean bringing in underrepresented populations or those that just don't have access to this wave of, let's say, sustainable agriculture?
It means both, and it means more. let me start at the beginning. If you look at what environmentalism is and what it was, it's still predominantly a social movement that is the concern of middle-class individuals,
yeah,
people whose basic needs have been settled. The agenda that the environmental movement sets forward is generally one of interest to the middle classes. There have been attempts through the environmental justice movement to look at what Ramachandra Guha in India called the environmentalism of the poor. The idea of environmental justice was to look at toxic waste dumping in people's neighborhoods in inner urban America, to look at inferior public transit services in low-income neighborhoods, etc., etc. But I think the issue with what I call just sustainability is that we have now, by common agreement, the goal of sustainability, of sustainable communities. And we need to insert the equity and justice aspects into that equation because, if it is going to be our dominant goal, if we are going to be trying to form sustainable communities and sustainable societies, then, equity and justice has to be part. And let's face it as well, remember, we've just been challenged in our thinking by the inequalities agenda, the 1%, the Occupy movement. Inequality is a real fact of life, and no amount of greening is going to gloss over that. So just sustainability says let's look at some of the root causes of inequalities, because there is a link between inequality and environmental degradation. If you look around the world, wherever environmental degradation is happening, it's largely linked to human rights abuses, whether it's the Amazon or whether it's the Niger Delta. Human rights abuses are at the base of environmental degradation. We don't generally degrade rich people's environments, is what I'm saying. So there are so many links that I think we need to make and we need to think about in this idea of a just sustainability.
Yeah. I was thinking of actually also just a simple example, which is that you're right. Oftentimes, the sustainability movement happens within a middle or upper class community. And even, for example, if we look at food systems right now, go buy organic food or go to a food market. Well, that's a pretty expensive thing to do still right now, and it doesn't seem to open itself up to kind of a lower class person.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the food movement is just the latest incarnation of, you know, the variety of social movements around environment and sustainability. I mean, it's a movement that is growing very, very quickly. And yet, who are the people who are first and worst affected by the inequities in the current agribusiness and food system? You know, it's the poor, it's those on low incomes, it's those minority groups who live in food deserts. They are the natural allies of people in the food movement, and yet the food movement has singularly failed to develop a broader movement for change in food systems, in local food systems. And there's several reasons for this. I mean, one is, as you've identified, is, you know, buying organic, just like green consumerism, is expensive. It's a club. You know, and so when we think about what could the food movement do, well, it could change some of its ideas. So, for instance, if you think of one of the dominant tenets of the food movement, it's buy local, mm-hmm. eat local. Okay? You think of the imagery surrounding that. It takes us back to a time when things were different, everything was certain, we were secure, you know, everything was hunky-dory. How does the immigrant fit into that picture? What I want to see is a reinterpretation of the local, because certainly where I live in Boston and traveling around the country, I've seen immigrant groups who think their food is local food. I've seen Filipinos in San Diego who think their food is local food. I've seen the Africans in metropolitan D.C. who travel out to George Bowling's farm in Maryland to buy food that this former tobacco farmer grows, this African food, and they see their food as local food. So I think we need to challenge the concept of local. Is it a geographical concept, or is it more of a cultural concept, and that people can say what they think is local? Because if we don't think about how people define local, we're going to exclude a lot of people from the food movement. And that's just one example, I think, of the ways that we need to be more reflexive in our thinking about how we present certain sustainability ideas.
You may not know Louisville that well, but you will be coming here to speak. And this is a city that some feel is divided racially. It's also divided socioeconomically. How can we begin to apply this idea of just sustainability to a city like Louisville?
That's a really good question. How do you apply just sustainability at the city level? There's been a new report's just come out by somebody at Oxford University in the UK, and it's been published in the National Academy of Sciences. And the bottom line is, this report says, the more we encounter different groups of people, ethnic groups, the more tolerant we are. One of my challenges to the people of Louisville is, how do you develop the spaces of encounter in a city? How do you devise or reimagine your public spaces as spaces of encounter, culturally inclusive spaces, spaces where different groups mix rather than sit in separate groups? How do you do that? How do you design the city or rethink the city around that? That is the challenge.
That was my guest, Dr. Julian Ajiman. He will be speaking at the Festival of Faiths on May 16th at 10:30 a.m. You can learn more about the festival